We had quite the day yesterday, quite the field trip. A few months back, we told you about how the Exchange Club of East Dallas gave us just an incredible night at Lakewood Country Club. They honored us, and they did a Q&A with us with Brad Shan. They had this big fundraising night. They do this every year with special guests, and somehow we were selected. They've had real celebrities and big-time people like Eric Nadel and Laura Bush before, but this year they had out the Musers. And they use this as a big fundraiser to help out the DISD, and in a specific Mount Auburn Elementary School. And they have raised tens and thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars through the years. They're well into the millions, I would imagine, now, because they've been doing this for decades. And they supply all sorts of things to these schools and these kids in needs, things like coats in the wintertime, books for classrooms. But every year they have a special project that they put together, something for the school. And as we told you a few weeks back, they were going to have the Muser Science Lab at Mount Auburn Elementary School. We had no idea what that was going to look like and how they were going to do it. Well, anyway, yesterday was the ribbon cutting. And just like that night where they honored us for 28 years of morning drive radio, we went out there and there were members of the Exchange Club. The principal of the school was waiting for us, Brittany Swanson, and her staff. There were students who greeted us, and we had some coffee and snacks, and then they took us up to the science lab where they dedicated it. It's the Muser Science Lab. And I haven't been in an elementary school in a while, since my kids were in elementary school. I've never seen a science lab like that at the elementary school level. There are so many awesome things about that day. How about the school itself that is 100 years old and still has some of the old wood framing in the windows and those old wood doors, and they've kept it really nice. They also just recently went through a refurbishing project, which was funded by the DISD, but as I was looking around that school, I wondered how much the Exchange Club of East Dallas has helped them out with some of those projects. That school itself, before we talk about what's in that school, the school itself is really impressive. 100 years old, and it's in awesome shape. It's a beautiful school.
Yeah, apparently they've really cleaned it up and refurbished it in the past several years. It had fallen into disrepair. You know, a lot of DISD schools had fallen into disrepair. So mm-hmm. I think they had a bond election recently or something, one of those Glazer terms.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that is.
But yeah, it was looking really good. And I thought about it when we went into the auditorium area, that little wooden stage they have up there. It's the old classic school auditorium. And I thought of how many plays parents have watched in there, how many cute plays that they. Yeah. Students put on since 1921.
1921 is when that school opened.
That's so crazy.
Yeah.
But it was great. They had us up there. They took us up to the science lab. We got to see the kids doing their experiments and interact with them. And the Exchange Club people were all up in there. I wonder what the kids were thinking when all these adults infiltrated the science lab. And then we had a ribbon cutting. And it was the first time I've ever used a oversized comical pair of scissors.
I guess someone manufactures those, sure enough.
Yep. Where you can get those things.
I don't know. They're dangerous, though. You were making me nervous with basically hedge clippers in your hands.
So they're made only for ribbon cuttings, right? Yeah. How many ribbon cuttings are there?
I guess there's a lot of like anyone could ever know that, Craig.
I guess a lot, yeah.
Enough to support a comic scissors industry.
You know, I hadn't been in an elementary school either in a long time, and I loved being in that little auditorium too, looking at that stage. And I was thinking back to when I was in third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade, when we would put on a school production and we would get up on a little stage like that, but how big it felt to us when we were little.
Yeah.
Like that auditorium wasn't that big, but to those kids, it's massive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it feels like Carnegie Hall or something like that. And I loved that. Everything about that visit yesterday was great.
Yeah, I thought about that too. For me, that was a violin recital in like third or fourth grade. And it felt like you were playing, you know, a 10,000-seat arena.
Mm-hmm.
But there was probably only 50 people there. I also thought about how many fifth graders, if that's the last grade you're in before you leave that school, I don't know if it's fifth or sixth, how many fifth graders go by that stage every day and think, this is the year we put the band up there and we try to get through a song.
Maybe
the big talent show in fifth grade. I think we had one where everyone lip synced, I think.
Because
no one could play at that point.
Yeah, fifth grade's a little early for actual playing, isn't it?
Yeah,
usually.
We lip synced a Chicago song. and Brad Boucher and Mark Bruner.
Oh God.
And Frank Mozina.
Oh, come on.
I think that was our our lip sync.
Have
band.
A little respect for us here.
Yeah.
Make up names are a little bit more believable than those.
The other thing I was struck with in that school, from the principal who told us when she first got there, they were at the bottom of DISD as far as performance, and the latest testing from last year, they were number 2 in elementary schools in DISD, so they've made great strides. And the kids were so sweet. From the moment we walked in, they had greeters, kids who were in fifth grade. So that makes me think that's maybe the oldest grade there. They were the greeters at the door. And, hi, are you here for the science lab dedication? Yes, I am. Oh, well, come right this way. And they were just really sweet. And all the kids in the...
Would you like some information on our school?
they had the little
sheet of paper and all the facts.
Enjoy some coffee and snacks. And they
were
so
cute.
I know. They were so good at it. And you mentioned, what were those kids thinking in the science lab? I don't know, but they were engaged. And they were really engaged with us, too, when we asked them what they were doing. Well, I'm using this microscope to see what this fabric looks like. How about those microscopes that you just hook up to a laptop?
That was great.
It's a lot better than the old slide things that we used to mess with that never seemed to work.
When you go too far and crunch the slide. That's so defeating. Oh, dang, I broke through another cover slip.
Yeah, I thought that, too. If I had had a science lab like that when I was in fourth grade, I would have been all about that. I would have looked forward to that class. There
Absolutely.
Weren't many classes that I looked forward to, but there was one table where they were putting together an electric car. There was another table where they were experimenting with the water cycle on Earth. And that was the most decked out, cool looking room. If I had been a kid, I could have been in there all day and been happy.
That room is really impressive. And somehow it has our name on it. It's the Muser Science Lab at Mount Auburn Elementary School. The teachers couldn't have been nicer, the administrators there, and of course the good folks at the Exchange Club of East Dallas hosted us there yesterday along with KRH, and we had a great time. It was really cool. My jokes didn't go over real well to the kids. Once in the lab, I asked one of the kids if he could take the microscope and have a look-see at this mole on my arm. I thought it was a pretty funny joke. And those kids who were building the cars,
kids out.
They were going by instructions, you know, step one, step two, and one pair had just finished. Looked like they were just about to finish it, and I said, "Yeah, it looks like me. It looks like you got some extra parts there." And they did. They had 2 or 3 extra parts, but yeah, they were very sweet, but they didn't really seem to enjoy my humor. Didn't go very far.
Off.
Kind of like on this show when I crack a joke and no one really laughs. But off. Me, I get a big kick out of myself. All right, it's 5:46 on the ticket. Game day next.